Morning, Chavra. We are holding in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, Hilchos Shechilos, Klal Vav, Halacha Vav. Halacha Vav. Continuing in the Halachas of Kabbalah Shechilos, that one may not listen and believe it. Now, yesterday we said a chiddush over here, first time we had a heter, which is if someone says something to you which is going to help you for the future, and we know that this person is telling you first hand knowledge and he's someone who is very believable. However, you have to be careful that even in a situation where it's going to be productive, but this is only if you hold that this person is a good guy. The Hainu, what does that mean? That you know him very well. Shemakir heitev esteva ishahu. You know his nature very well. She'eino mishaker. That he's not someone who would lie. B'shum oifen. Ve'eino megazim bedover. Megazim means he doesn't exaggerate. Okay? And he's someone who you rely on 100%. Okay, you have to be very careful. Someone says something, there are very few people that are so careful with their words. Almost any time you say something over, recently, you know, when I say something over, let's say about a Talmud, or I say something over about somebody for a shidduch or something like that, you have to check yourself so many times. Am I mamish saying it over the same way? Let's say someone told me something, I have to tell someone else. Am I saying it over exactly? Let's say I said he said he's a good boy, but sometimes he would, you know. So did I say he's a good? Did I say he's okay? Did I say he's great? Did I say, which way did I go? Which way? You got to be careful. Because if the other person is only allowed to believe it, if I'm going to be somebody who mamish doesn't tell a lie, doesn't exaggerate, it's just like when two edim give edus bebez, and that's it. The halacha is that they're believed, and there's no suffek, you know, unless you can see that they're liars, whatever. Unless the bezin can tell, but otherwise, you know, they're definitely fine, right? So here too, you have to believe the guy 100%. It has to be that kind of person in order to believe the rechilos. Aval, in b'shar dvarim eino ma'amino kol kach. You know, after all, you didn't believe the guy about half the other things. This guy's telling stories, you know. Elowat, today it's convenient for you to believe him. Because today he's telling gossip about somebody you don't like, or somebody who's out to get you, he tainas, you know what I mean? So today it's convenient to believe him. But what 10% of the time he doesn't tell the truth anyway, he exaggerates. Oh, so then forget it. Right? Because he's sweetening the mounds of Lashon Hara and Rechilos. All of a sudden now you believe him like he's the most believable guy. Forget it. The more you're going to try to make believe that he's telling the truth, the more you're going to try to believe him, you become someone who's a makabel lashon hara. He says, to the poskim say that a person is not mehemen to betray, that he never lies. Therefore, you're not allowed to ask makabel in any way. So even in all of these situations, he said, we don't have such a situation that we makabel someone to believe him like to. And therefore, we say you're not allowed to believe it. You're just allowed to be suspicious. And also, it's not so often that you have all the other conditions that we said earlier. That it's, you know, lahava, and that he heard it from the other person exactly. A lot of people make this mistake. People are careful about the isser of saying over lashon hara and listening to hear it from others. But if they hear it from their father, the mother, the wife, the husband, whatever, someone is very close to me, would never lie to me. Zui tois kimuche. It's a mistake. Ain't chilek with that. Doesn't make a difference if it's your father, your mother, your son, your brother, your rabbi, I don't care. There's an Isser, Kabbalah, Rechilas, no one's Mehemen Kibaytrei, and therefore you're only allowed to be suspicious, you're not allowed to believe it. Wow, tough stuff. In other words, again, we had a similar idea earlier. Yesh Koyach, everybody.